regulations. Normally, enrollment regulations are very simple. We can simply, because it's a very simple summary of regulations which we already consented before. However, not this time. You may have noticed, you should have noticed, that the board requested to put an addendum inside. They were pretty late with this. At the same time, I would like to, I'm not deciding what's on the agenda by myself. I always do this with the council. What I want to do at this point is I will give the board first the position to argue why it should be important that we have a decision on this now. And if you, as council, say, but we don't have time at this moment to decide on this, we have to think more about this, then I will also have that discussion. Yeah? But first I want to give it to the board.
Thank you. Probably the first question of the University Council would be, why the heck did we receive this so late? And that's a good question. Also, what did we could not foresee? Because until last week, it was uncertain whether we could accommodate the request by EEMCS to start the pilot with an application fee. And in terms of accommodating, what I imply with that is that we did not know whether we could develop the software and also the financial system to indeed administer in a proper way whether the master students that would apply with EEMCS would pay for that application. So that is the reason why the request only came this late, because only this Monday, I have to rephrase that, only last Friday I heard that it was indeed possible with still some checks and balances, and only last Monday we as a board could make a decision on the board. So that is an explanation, and maybe not the sufficient one, but that is at least an explanation why it was late. The idea itself is not new, because what we have seen over the last couple of years, indeed, that the number of applicants for people who want to study at the UT is growing very fast. In itself, that is not a bad thing. What we also have seen is that all kinds of measures that we have taken to make sure that the application process is going as smoothly as possible, and especially is reducing the work pressure, those have not been effective enough. And definitely not decreasing the work pressure in the sense that maybe the time that is being spent on every individual applicant has been reduced. But in the end, since the absolute number of applicants is rising so fast, the time that has been spent by the different faculties has grown substantially. So already at an earlier stage, there have been discussions on whether we should introduce an application fee. What also should be stressed is that as the University of Twente, if we would accept introducing an application fee, and mind you, this is only a pilot and only for one faculty, we are the very last one university in the Netherlands who does that. As we speak, Wageningen is playing around with the same idea, but all the other universities have already introduced an application fee. And one of the undesired effects of that is indeed that students who may not qualify but still want to study in the Netherlands then direct their attention to the University of Twente, although they may not be really serious students for us. And serious is a difficult term in this, because they may be very serious, but they do not qualify as serious candidates. At the same time, we want to be an open university. I mean, that's even in our mission, right? So we, as a board, are also cautious that we do not want to create hurdles where they should not be. And maybe that is also good to explain, that suppose that the pilot would work out the way that we expect it to work out, in the end, and also decreasing the workload, it does not imply that we are going to introduce an application fee for all students in the entire university. First of all, this is only for master students at EEMCS. But for example, a faculty like ITC, which by nature has a different typology of students, who also qualify in a different way, will never ask for an application fee. Also, it should be stressed that once the students are admitted, they get the application fee reimbursed. But basically, what we do is levy a fee to compensate for the work that is being done to process all those dossiers that need to be taken care of. And on top of that, to be at least at a level playing field with the other universities. That maybe as an introductory remark, but I'm pretty sure there are lots of questions.
What makes the time frame?
The applications for the next master, this only concerns master students, opens up at October 1st. So if we want to start this pilot, it's either now or we have to postpone it with 6 months, which we feel is undesirable, because especially at faculty EEMCS AV, the increase of master applicants has risen, I have to say, almost dramatically. Overall, we see the number of subscriptions and applicants rising in at UT, but at EEMCS it's by far the largest.
Okay, so first the question, should we discuss this at this moment? Because if not, it takes a long while before we get back to this. Yeah. So, what's to say? Hamza?
I understand the request made by the executive board, with also in reference to the time, that we do in fact have just 1 week before we have to make a decision. Although we must also respect a certain code of conduct within the university council, which for me personally is that, and also within the SI committee, that for every document we receive, we must have enough time to read the document, to evaluate it, to discuss it internally with other members. We should have the opportunity to ask questions to the executive board, and only then we can formulate a decision on it. If we can go through all 5 of these steps in this meeting, then yes, I would give consent or make a decision on this. But at the same time, I would not want to rush into decisions without getting the complete picture. Because we are representatives. My own mind is not taking decisions here. I represent students, and before I can make any decision, I need to gather those responses. If that's possible within this meeting, then sure, I would like to proceed. Otherwise, I think we unfortunately might have to postpone it to 6 months later.
I'm going to ask a few more persons what their feelings are about this. So I'm going to go to Gek. You have some experience with enrollment of students.
I am in agreement.
Yeah. So let's go for it. What is the agreement exactly? We have to discuss it a little bit further.
At least everyone has to have the feeling that he can make a decision well informed. That's what my neighbor said.
Howard, thank you. I also think it's important to ask what the Faculty Council of EMCS thinks about this.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good that at least everyone has a chance to form their opinion about this. I don't feel it's a very difficult document, so I think it should be possible to discuss it today, but yeah, that depends on the meetings about this.
Yeah, well, I agree with Thomas. We don't know what the Faculty Council of EMC says. I'm a little bit surprised by this document being here, but I understand the urgency as well. So.
Let me put a proposal, and you give an answer, please, I want to recess for a moment. Also, there's something standing over there, so we should not let that wait. My proposal would be the following. It's not like it's a very heavy decision, but you want to have a little bit more information. So it's a question of finding out what the Faculty Council wants. What I want you to think about is, would it be feasible for us to get that information by Monday? Monday, I think, is September 30th.
Yeah.
As I know, I'm going to push the deadline, but I know this university is very flexible university, so I'm very
comfortable
with
that.
You're doing
yoga. No, very serious. Do you think it's feasible that you can contact people, the Faculty Council, EMCS, since it's the most connected one? So can we get information on that, and then we defer this to the proceeding, because we think it's not a very big issue, but at least we want to have some information.
Can I tell you what is the status of the discussion in the Faculty Council of AV? Well, it has been discussed in the meeting with the board last Friday, just as an idea, and the advantages and disadvantages were discussed. And that's also in relation to the policy of having a balanced inflow of Dutch and other students. Taking in consideration that it takes a lot of time to review all those applicants and make decisions on that, and then in the end they don't come.
Yeah.
So that it costs a lot of time. I think most of the council members are considering this proposal positively. But as I said, it was only discussed in this way. And then the agreement was, if necessary, the Faculty Council will get together or have an email discussion to come to a decision. So they might be asked to come to a decision this week. So then it could be in place on Monday.
I think that would be the best. Yeah. Okay, then we will put some work on this. At the same time, this is a pilot, but we do a pilot for a reason. You want to learn from it. So I would also like to hear how are you going to learn from this?
The question, but basically it's being explained in the document that I see right.
Great, great. That's the problem, you don't read the documents. Of course, there's the nice thing with the pilot is we have now that the enrollment is 13% for UT overall. ECMS is at 12%, so it's about the same. We can see, for instance, how this is going to turn out for.
Yeah, now the interesting thing is what we have learned from the other universities that we have consulted is actually that the number of people who eventually enroll has not decreased, but that the work that has been done to come to that number has significantly decreased. So that should also be the outcome of this pilot.
Yeah, and so that's something we can check in the moment you get the pilot next year.
Yeah, to a certain extent, obviously, because what you see, I mean, the first thing I learned when I joined this university, that you can play around with numbers as much as you want, in the end something else happens, so
yes.
Torture the numbers until they confess. So, I'm not telling you a surprise, nothing new, obviously there could be other reasons why the number of applicants increases or decreases.
That's
talk about Trump, Brexit, whatever. But in general, yes, if we cannot identify a noticeable effect, then obviously this pilot is to expire.
So, then my conclusion would be from this is we defer this to the Presidium, and they wish them lots of luck with making a decision. The Presidium is going to consult the Faculty Council what their opinion is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I restate it a little bit,
yes,
to have it, if you allow me? So what then I will do is ask the dean to formally consult the faculty council, I'm looking at you, Dick, so that they can make up their mind.
Yeah.
The faculty council then gives an advice to the presidium, and then we proceed.
Yep.
Okay.
The board is trying to contact me all the time, but I'm not in the daily board of the faculty council, so they should contact somebody else.
Okay, so this process will be missing. Okay, and after that we already heard that the extension of the methode Schamer van Dijk, and I will be happy to elaborate on that on another time, but let's have a small recess. Yeah.